This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, and welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, Ryan Brando, the Artistic Director of the Mama Civic Chorus, Princeton Pro Musica, and Amor Artis. Seeing as it's December 23rd, we're going to listen to some Christmas music today. In the Christian tradition, the Christmas story bridges Advent, a period of penitent expectation, and Epiphany, the dawn of the new year. Our program this afternoon draws together pieces written over the centuries to celebrate this time of year. We'll reach back to the medieval period and hear some of the very first carols to be written down and preserved. We'll also hear, side by side, settings of some of the most evocative Christmas texts from Renaissance composers and 20th and 21st century composers. You're probably familiar with the so-called Christmas story as it appears in the Book of Luke. The texts, though, of today's program are less narrative and rely more on allusion. That is to say, they don't precisely delineate the Christmas story so much as trace its outline and highlight several of its major moments and key themes. Transition from darkness to light, reverence for a mother, exultation at the birth and exclamation of the good news, and contemplation of the mystery at the manger and the future significance of the newborn. Expectation and fulfillment, devotion and mystery, assurance and joy. These are touchstones for any ear and every era. Given the effortlessness of instant gratification and the ceaseless barrage of information in contemporary life, it's miraculous to me that a season of waiting and expectation for the arrival of a holiday or a beloved guest, for the return of daylight, or the promise of a new year can still hold sway. We're inundated with holiday music in seemingly every public place, from the latest pop star's cover of a mid-20th century favorite to the Chipmunks and on down. But I hope that my selections today, which represent some of my favorite composers, will offer a different kind of soundtrack. Fewer sleigh bells, but some remarkably beautiful representations of mystery. Our first three selections celebrate Mary, the mother, whose exciting but very unexpected news carries with it a much greater significance for humankind, as these texts will explain. We'll start with the 15th century carol Ecce Quod Natura, whose lovely lilt and beautiful rhyme have delighted my ears for many years. It begins, "Behold, nature changes her laws, a virgin gives birth." It continues, "God, seeing the wretched world in ruin, brought forth a delightful flower from a thorn. From a thorn she brought forth, virgin and queen, healing to the world and salvation of the peoples. Divinity could not have been more humbled, nor our fragility more exalted." We'll hear this carol as sung by the medieval specialists, the female quartet Anonymous Four. This is Ecce Quod Natura.
Thank you.
This is Sounds Choral. I'm your host, Ryan Brando, and today we're listening to some of my favorite holiday motets. The text of our next selection, William Byrd's Ecce Virgo Concipiet, is actually proper to this very day for communion. The motet appeared in Byrd's 1605 collection, Gradualia, and its text might actually be familiar to you from Messiah. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Alleluia. Let's hear Byrd's Ecce Virgo Concipiet as sung by Stile Antico. We just heard William Byrd's motet Ecce Virgo Concipiet as sung by Stile Antico. And now a 20th century Marian motet, Benjamin Britten's haunting Hymn to the Virgin. Britten's text, like so many medieval carol texts, is macaronic, combining two languages. In his motet, one chorus sings in English and the other in Latin. The Latin lines are particularly lovely. Velut Maris Stella, like the star of the sea. Parens et puella. Mother and maiden, rosa sine spina, rose without thorns, electa, chosen. We'll hear a recording of this wonderful motet by Harry Christophers and the 16. This is Benjamin Britten's Hymn to the Virgin.
Thank you.
We just heard Britten's Hymn to the Virgin with Harry Christophers in the 16. We'll move now to a piece that celebrates the good news that Christ has been born. It comes to us from Praetorius, whose career bridged the Renaissance and the Baroque. And it comes from his 1619 collection called Polyhymnia Caduceatrix. It's a setting of a very popular and much-loved text and tune in Dulce Jubilo. Praetorius actually created several different settings of this tune, but the one I'm featuring today I think is the best. He pits several separate choirs of singers against several choirs of instruments to create maximum splendor and excitement, as befits the text. In sweet rejoicing, now sing and be glad. Our heart's joy lies in the manger, and it shines like the sun in the mother's lap. You are the Alpha and the Omega. I'm delighted to feature the excellent work of Jeanette Sorrell and Apollo's Fire from my home state, Ohio. Fire, indeed. This recording captures all the excitement that Praetorius had up his sleeve. This is Praetorius's In Dulce Jubilo.
Thank you.
just heard Praetorius's In Dulci Jubilo as performed by Apollo's Fire under the direction of Jeanette Sorel. I'm going to share with you now a trio of settings of the same text, one of the most magical Christmas texts, O Magnum Mysterium. It takes us to the manger and ponders that titular O Great Mystery, O Magnum Mysterium, and wonderful sacrament that the animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. We'll first hear of this text through the imagination of one of the very greatest Renaissance composers, Tomás Luis de Victoria. His motet famously opens with a leap down and up of a fifth, remarkable, unusual, followed by a half-step on Mysterium, plaintive and perfect. Let's hear it as performed by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. We just heard O Magnum Mysterium as set by Tomás Luis de Victoria, performed by John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers. Let's turn now to the one-of-a-kind musical style of Francis Poulenc. Poulenc wrote a set of motets for Christmas, and we'll hear two of them today, starting with his version of O Magnum Mysterium. This recording features the Westminster Choir, led by Joe Miller. Poulenc's O Magnum Mysterium, under the direction of Joe Miller with the Westminster Choir. Finally now to a living composer's setting of O Magnum Mysterium, Morten Lauridsen. The Los Angeles Master Chorale commissioned the work in 1994, and at its premiere, director Paul Solomonovich said, "Until now, Victoria's O Magnum Mysterium has been the most beautiful and well-recognized setting of this text composed to date. I predict that will change after tonight. I'll leave it to you to decide." Here's the Los Angeles Master Chorale singing Morten Lauridsen's O Magnum Mysterium under Grant Gershon.
Thank you.
We just heard Morten Lorentzen's beautiful O Magnu Mysterium under Grant Gershon with a Los Angeles Master Chorale. Our next couple of selections stay at the manger, considering the humble shepherds who witness the scene and the magi who come from afar to offer gifts to the newborn. First, a Renaissance motet by the Franco-Flemish composer Clemens Non Papa, Pastores Quidnam Vidistis. It starts with a question. Shepherds, what have you seen? Tell us, what appeared on earth? And they say, we have seen the newborn and choirs of angels praising the Lord together and saying, glory to God in the highest and peace to men of goodwill. This is Clemens Non Papa, Pastores Quidnam Vidistis, as sung by Stile Antico.
Thank you.
We just heard Clemens Non Papa, Pastores Quidnam Vidistis, as sung by Stile Antico. If you're just joining us, this is Sounds Choral, and I'm your host, Ryan Brando, and today I'm sharing with you my favorite motets that tell the Christmas story. Let's go back to Poulenc now. This, another of his Christmas motets, tells us about the Magi, that when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great gladness, and entering the dwelling, they offered the Lord gold, incense, and myrrh. Poulenc's setting is by and large syllabic. There's nothing particularly interesting here rhythmically, and there's not a lot of polyphony or melodic interest, but there is harmonic interest. The star on high sparkles in a major triad. The sounds that Poulenc creates for gold, incense, and myrrh are impossible for me to classify for you, but they are unmistakably fragrant, exotic, and expensive. This recording is by Eric Erickson and the Netherlands Chamber Choir of Poulenc's Videntes Stellam. We just heard Videntes Stellam by Francis Poulenc as performed by Eric Erickson and the Netherlands Chamber Choir. I want to wrap things up this afternoon with what may be one of my very favorite Christmas motets, a haunting setting of Bruce Blunt's poignant poem, Bethlehem Down, composed by the tragically short-lived British composer Peter Warlock. Warlock crafts a simple, elegant melody shadowed ever so slightly by jazzy chords. In its third stanza, the poem takes the familiar props of the wise men's story and looks ahead to a later stage in Christ's life. In the first stanza, it's, "When he is king, we will give him the king's gifts, myrrh for its sweetness and gold for a crown." In the third, when he is king, they will clothe him in grave sheets, myrrh for embalming, and wood for a crown. Let's hear this magical piece in the hands of Stephen Layton and his choir, Polyphony. This is Peter Warlock's Bethlehem Down. We just heard Peter Warlock's Bethlehem Down, as sung by Stephen Layton and his group Polyphony. It has been a pleasure to share these pieces with you today, Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Ozenberg, producer. I'm your host, Ryan Brando, the artistic director of the Mama Civic Chorus, Princeton Pro Musica, and Amor Artists. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. I hope, of course, that today's show is not the only time this holiday season that you get to enjoy the many, many magnificent pieces of music written to celebrate it. But I do hope you've enjoyed our time together this afternoon. These pieces, for me, make me think about possibility, about renewal, and what new people in our lives or new years might bring. Long ago, I decided to combine what is perhaps the best carol, Silent Night, with its Austrian cousin, Still, Still, Still. I'll never tire of hearing Still, Still, Still's last line, "Dream, dream, dream of the joyous day to come." I look forward to the next time that I'm here with you in the studio. Until then, I leave you with this, Still, Still, Still and Silent Night, sung by the Princeton University Katzenjammers, directed by me, your host, Ryan Brando.